Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Hour number three from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Well, we didn't get all the dance, so it's just going to be me and you. Can you handle that? That's good, because I got some stuff to talk about. Like, the number of things raised, the number of points raised about Robert Cremo III is staggering. And this was, in fact, a preventable tragedy. He went to a rooftop and opened fire on a crowd in Highland Park, Illinois. They wanted to attend an Independence Day parade. Seven people were killed, actually eight now, and at least another 45 wounded. Cremo was apprehended by police Monday evening, but as with other rampage killers, a number of red flags could stuff the trunk of a car. I mean, this kid had an IMDb page. I mean, I don't know what you got to do to get an IMDb page. I don't have one. He was a prolific social media user with numerous posts featuring violent content. He was known to law enforcement. His mental health issues date back as far as middle school. He also had a disturbing family incident. So, where or how did he get his weapons? Now, supposedly, he was a moneyed kid, supposedly with a net worth of about $100,000. You would think there's some cash involved in that. The guns he had were all purchased legally. But see, there's a rub here. Because in Illinois, you need a firearm owner's identification card, the FOID card, to own guns and ammunition. And Primo's father co-signed for his son's card in 2019 when he was, 19 years old? Even after his past behavior. The thing about red flag laws is they're supposed to act, everybody's supposed to become the Stasi. Except in matters of family, most of the time, family members actually are going to protect each other. You might have a disgruntled outlier in the extended family that might turn somebody in, but with the immediate family, not going to be so much a thing. And there's some thought out there that the whole family could land in hot legal water. And if they knew this kid was a problem, and they did nothing, and then signed a firearms card for him, they might deserve to be charged as well. And that's coming from the Chicago Tribune, or this is. Investigators believe Cremo disguised himself as a woman in order to hide his facial tattoos and aid in his escape from the scene, according to Covelli. After the shooting, he walked to his mother's house and borrowed her vehicle. There's no indication he shared anything about his alleged involvement in the shooting with his mother. Following a police alert for the vehicle, an alert member of the community saw it and called 911. Before being captured, he drove into Wisconsin and returned to the north suburbs. After he was apprehended, officers found another rifle in the vehicle, Covelli said, which also appeared to have been legally purchased by Cremo. Three other weapons that were legally purchased were found in his Highland home. And, this is a mess. This is a mess. If you know your son's a head case, Getting out there and co-signing for a FOID card is probably one of the most reckless things I've ever heard. The only thing more reckless would be if you went out there and not only co-signed for the FOID card, but you bought the gun and gave it to him too. You'll find out more about an incident as time goes on, I think, where we, it sort of shows he was messed up in the head, and it certainly should have barred him from getting a FOID card, as it is. As it all, but, you know, doing a little shift here, the Democrats ever looking for more gun control. And listen, they've got this nice petri dish of all of these kids that have been locked up for two and a half years that are beginning to snap. You know, they're popping right now. So I guess they think, hey, great, we have all these opportunities. But then we get Representative Eric Swalwell. And he took a break from his Chinese spy side piece to drop some commentary about the recent mass shooting in Highland Park. And it was so bad that it trended on Twitter. Now, the thing about this is, this would not be news in Chicago if this had not happened in Highland Park. But for Highland Park, which is a very wealthy Chicago suburb, it is a horrific shock. So, Swally decided to use this shooting to attack his political enemy's tweet. Robert E. Cremo III was a 22-year-old Trump supporter who was able to legally purchase deadly military-style weapons without background checks because that is what pro-killer Republicans in Congress have allowed him to do. Gosh. I don't know if you can get any more clueless than that. I don't, it's not a shock to see that this is, he's the person of origin with this. No. No, not at all. Because he's just as brain dead as Joe Biden, except the thing is that his brain dead part of it, he's a younger man. I mean, he's just brain dead. I mean, if he ever gets to the point of being demented or Alzheimer's, he's just going to sit there and drool. First off, we don't know if he's a Trump supporter or not. Don't fall for the drive-by media on this. The Buffalo mass shooter, Peyton Gendron, was declared a right-winger and conservative, even though his 180-page manifesto clearly says he hates conservatives. He was a left-wing eco-fascist with white supremacist views, and if that confuses you, you're not alone. Gendron and Cremo share the common thread that both were afflicted with by mental health issues. Now, Dana Loesch got out there, and she saw this on Twitter, and she went after him. And it was sort of amusing. She said, if you're going to use a tragedy for a dumb political dunk, at the very least have basic knowledge of Illinois firearm law. In addition to HP sporting rifle ban, the state has universal background checks, plus you have to have a FOID card to even practice by yourself at the range. I'll also add that Illinois has a red flag law, so everything in this tweet Swally posted is just wrong. No shock. But he's just doing his job. He represents a constituency of complete idiots. We know this because they voted for him. So they probably ate all this up. In the meantime, we have more details about Cremo and how he planned the attack weeks in advance and dressed as a woman to disguise himself and all this other stuff. We're hearing all about the stuff about the high-powered rifle nonsense and all these other things. Rifles are high-powered, period. That's what makes rifles so sought after. So, they develop pressure in that longer barrel, so that makes them more powerful than handguns. That's why you use a handgun. If you're in a gunfight that lasts any longer than 3 seconds, you need to be using your handgun to fight to get to the rifle that you better have with you for the real gunfight. So, once again, one of these yahoos, he was known to law enforcement. He posted numerous violent videos that reportedly garnered tons of views. He had mental health issues that went as far back as middle school. Red flags were everywhere, again. And how the authorities weed these guys out is a different debate. I mean, it's like I was talking about earlier in the show. It is a very labor-intensive effort to do that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com. Now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. There's certainly something to be said for honesty. And it does not get much more honest than the Pima County Democratic Party eagerly retweeting the NSFW flyer for what Swallow tried to do with Fang Fang that probably took like 30 seconds, the fourth rally. The Arizona Democrats did what Democrats do. They hated America and you. You know, the problem is that they made it public. They made the unforgivable mistake of saying that they think out loud of what they think of you out loud, of what they say about you out loud, which makes them knuckleheads, especially in a campaign year. And here's an important idea that we need the stupid Republicans to, and we need them to do it. When they take over the House next year, not because they deserve it, but because the Democrats suck like a million black holes, they need to do some hardcore oversight of the myriad Democrat atrocities that we have endured over the last 6 years. And they need to take their show on the road. They need to hold the hearings outside of Washington, D.C. And why? So that the lying Democrat and Never Trump slop jockeys will know that perjury might actually get their sorry behinds locked up. Let's take, for example, gun-grabbing Schumer minion Mark Kelly, who's never in recorded history or disobeyed his Pinko masters. He's running for re-election in Arizona, and he was disappointed when he saw the flyer from his own party telling America to perform an angry act of love upon our most patriotic holiday. And it was quickly deleted. But then the legacy of Andrew Breitbart arose to help save America. Screenshots were taken and reposted over and over again. And so it went. Kelly would be pulling his hair out if he had any. But Commie Kojak is smart enough to know that this kind of nonsense may play well within the blue bubble containing the mutants who run his garbage party, but it's not going to go very well with normal people who actually like America. But then, the normals are the reason the Democrats hate America. These uppity peasants with their guns and Jesus and flags and stable, non-bizarre lifestyles. They're the enemy of the weirdos who run the Democratic Party. Weirdos who distinguish themselves by their slavish adherence to the alien values of Santa Monica and Manhattan. But, you know, we used to have these class divisions, and it became less about the bank accounts, because it used to be socioeconomic. Now it's more about the values now of the elites. And the values are, and the reason they have the values, and it's more about the money, or not about the money so much as the values, because the values is where they get you. This is where they get you come under their control. They began to focus not on the dirty-fingered working man, but on the college-indoctrinated white-collar gentry, who never actually built anything. The gentry was not rich, nor were the young people who adopted the same mores, even as they blended lattes at minimum wage and let their student loan payments for their gender studies degrees slide into default. But they mouthed the same platitudes as their betters and were now adjunct members, or perhaps graduate assistants, of the ruling class. So basically, people who want to command us and who run cesspool collectives like the Pima County Democratic Party are a bunch of ideologically inbred nobodies who are so incestuous that it never occurs to them not to shout their abortions or their treasons because they've never met anyone normal and they don't know that normal people will be appalled. Mark Kelly knows, though, and that's why he's probably wetting himself right now. And the Republicans, when they get into power, they need to do some oversight when they take over. And they have a long list of things to oversee, including Hunter Biden and Mr. 10%, including the Afghanistan abortion, including Swalwell and Feinstein and their China issues of varying degrees of intimacy, including the J6 Kangaroo Committee's crimes, including why party boy Paul Pelosi got to walk, and there's plenty more. But if they do it the old-fashioned way, which is holding hearings in the Capitol in the heart of Washington, D.C., it'll be a tube and Zoom call. And because the Dems know, they can lie to their heart's content, and even if the DOJ just tried to prosecute the jury in D.C., is 95% Hillary-loving leftist trash. You can convict Republicans easily in the swamp, but never a Democrat. So take the show on the road. Go to Oklahoma and Idaho and Florida and Alabama. America deserves answers. Bring the truth to the people. And not coincidentally, get to the place where the scumbag has to commit their crimes out of a sure thing venue and into one where the people literally use pitchforks and torches in their daily life. Think of the cold terror Hunter Biden will experience as he has to go on record in Mississippi, understanding through the meth-induced haze in his brain that if he fibs, the local jury is going to send him up the river. And all that prep work, the sworn interviews and depositions needed to happen outside D.C. as well. And, of course, the end state we need to work for is changing the venue of any political case that would today arise in D.C. to somewhere out in the sticks, so we never have to endure this dual-track justice system nonsense again. The short form of this message, Republicans, is play to win. Play to win. When you're in power, enjoy it. Wield it. Do not get out there and try to make friends. You know, Mitch McConnell, stop all this murder turtle nonsense. You're not some, you know, elevated mind or something. I mean, unless you know something we don't know. Because you guys just capitulated when you didn't have to. You didn't even have to capitulate on the gun control thing. You just simply could have said no. And your constituents would have appreciated that, Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, Tom Tillis, John Cornyn. All of you red state, gun state guys, your constituents would have liked it. They would have looked at you and said, you guys are performing. No, we couldn't have that. We couldn't have that. So, anyway, I look at this stuff and I just, yeah, Republicans, this time when you get the power, let it go to your head and use it. Stop playing the game. Three-dimensional chess is not really even a thing. That's something that was on Star Trek. Stop playing the game and start getting some results. Supreme Court already handed you a victory. All you have to do is go and actually cement it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Soaring inflation is a clear and present danger to our economy. So said Senator Joe Manchin, and he was asked if President Biden was right to say the latest figures were outdated.
I would hope that he was right and that we wouldn't be, but that's the same people that might have given him information saying it was transitory.
The West Virginia Democrat is key to passing anything in the evenly divided Senate. He said the latest Consumer Price Index report is cause for serious concern. The CPI jumped 9.1% for the 12 months that ended in June. The White House is calling on Russia to release forcefully deported Ukrainians. The Biden administration's accusations count as war crimes, according to a statement from Secretary of State Anthony Blinken. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Illegal immigrant encounters at the southern border in May hit a record high. Republicans on the Senate Committee on Foreign Relations are delivering their new report on the Biden administration's policies regarding illegal immigration. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz shares his opinion on the current administration's policies on border control.
They believe open borders are good for Democrats politically. Every illegal alien they see, they view as a future Democrat voter. And if people have to die, so be it.
Amazon admits it has provided Ring camera footage to police without permission from the owners or a warrant 11 times this year. In a letter to Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey, Amazon's vice president of public policy said the company complied with law enforcement requests after determining risk in good faith. Today is National Friday, so go out and enjoy your favorite French fry. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. I got an easy one for you to figure out. I made a reference to this earlier. There's an easy way to figure out if a newspaper is in the tank for the Democrats. Do they spend money to study how Democrats are being unfairly attacked on conservative talk radio? And at the New York Times, the answer is yes. Their front page on July the 5th carried a story titled, Right-Wing Radio Sows Doubt About a Vote Yet to Take Place. Now, this is a weird take coming from the left, who often bombastically talk about how we may never have another free and fair election. The Times reporter is Stuart A. Thompson. They say he writes about online information flows. Leftist media hates the idea that there are information flows allowed in America that say mean things about Democrats. Reporters on the misinformation beat, also known as the extremism beat, are laser-focused on villainous conservatives. His story began by complaining, too many conservative commentators, the fix is already in. Democrats have cheated before, they say, and they will cheat again. Never mind that the claims are false. They found radio hosts who said Democrats will lose control of Congress unless they cheat. Now, that's a prediction. It can't be false in advance when it's a prediction. And do they really want to claim it's untrue that Democrats have cheated before, despite the fact they've got, you know, Newsweek got out there and did a big article about how they cheated? And you know, this is a money graft, or grift, or however you want to put it, as in where the Times spent their money. Mentions of Democrats cheating and similar ideas were raised more than 5,000 times on syndicated radio shows and local broadcasts this year, according to an analysis of data from Critical Mention, a media monitoring service. Similar ideas were mentioned a few hundred times on television shows and podcasts tracked by Critical Mention during the same period. How much money did the Times spend for Critical Mention to find those 5,000-plus examples? Well, there was no online information flow on that question. They just want to use their front-page real estate to discourage anyone from saying the words Democrats cheating. It also includes a pile of quotes from offending right-wing radio hosts and audio clips to imbibe online, and it would make sense for a newspaper that says truth is everything to focus on anyone who would echo former President Donald Trump's claim of a sacred victory. But that's not true. They report Trump proclaimed in his January 6, 2021 rally that Democrats changed voting laws because they want to cheat. Thompson wrote, Republican politicians and cable outlets like Fox News have carried the torch for his conspiracy theory ever since. Is that entirely true? Or does that have some partisan spit on the ball? And deep in the article on page A13, he asserts, liberal commentators have also claimed Republicans cheated or will cheat again, but to a far lesser extent. Did they pay a media monitoring service to prove a far lesser extent? Or is this just a hunch? He noted that after the 2018 election, Stacey Abrams refused to concede in her race to be governor of Georgia. And a big petition on her behalf is titled, Don't Let Georgia Republicans Cheat and Steal the Governor's Mansion from Stacey Abrams. But he lamented that since then, conservative radio hosts have painted her efforts to improve voter access, particularly the historically disenfranchised groups, as a way to enable cheating. Well, that's because it's all based on lies. You know, they get out there and they say that black people don't have ID. Now, what? What? Of course black people have ID. They have internet access. They know how to operate within the internet environment. They know how to operate a computer. They know how to operate a car. They have their own job. They go get their own education. Black America has never been as strong and as powerful as they are today. But, you know, they're the disenfranchised. They're constantly belittled by this group of people. Whenever somebody claims voter fraud or cheating are used to influence and discourage voting. But so are claims that anyone who tries to tighten election eligibility is Jim Crow 2.0. And we can be sure the Times won't spend money to count how many times the left have falsely compared conservatives to violent segregationists. That's not going to happen either. But here's what it boils down to. See, here's what I sell. If you want to know what I'm selling, I would fall in that, by the way, the whole conservative talk host thing there. So what I'm selling is smaller government and more liberty and you being self-sufficient and you not having, especially on the gun side of it, you not having to wait on the cops to get there because the cops are not obligated to protect you. You know that. They're not obligated to protect you. So in order for you to maintain your life and your physical well-being and everything else, I want you to carry a gun. I want you to have a gun. I want you to learn how to carry a gun, how to use a gun. I don't think the government should be out here telling you what to do, when to do it. I don't think the government should be out here, taking our military and turning them into a petri dish of some social justice warrior nonsense. Military has one job. That's all they got to do, and they got to be really good at that one. And they have been in the past, and they probably will be again, but right now they are sucking. They can't get enough people to come into it now. They have purged everybody that's in it. So everybody that was thinking about going in it, which are normally the loyal people, the patriotics, the ones who want to do something for the benefits or whatever it is, the ones that were going to do that, they're now looking at, they're going, well, I don't want to take the vaccine. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. And if I do it, if I go in and spend all this time getting to a certain point and then they kick me out, what have I've lost? It's just wasted time. This government should not be like this stuff we just heard about the pensions and the 401ks and everything. That's not their job. That's not their job to make that happen. That's all privatized. That's all something that you do. That's all something that your company does. You and your company join together. You get a broker or something. You go out there and you do it for yourself. The government doesn't get involved in that. They look at your 401ks. They look at your pension funds. They look at anything that you got out there where you're setting money aside as unused money that they should have access to. They'd like to take that away from you and just pay you an annuity. And then when you die, that annuity goes away. So your family gets nothing of the stuff that you actually made for yourself. They would think that's what they want to do. Economically, they want to dominate you. They want to dominate you in every way, shape, or form. And the one thing that they want to do more than anything else is disarm you. And they'll tell you the biggest lies about that. They'll tell you the problem is gun access and all these people carrying guns, except everybody that I know with a concealed carry permit didn't kill anybody lately. Haven't killed anybody ever. If they've had to use it in self-defense, they just pulled it out 99% of the time. So that's the problem between what they're trying to sell and what I'm trying to sell. And the fact that they didn't understand that, the fact they don't get it, that just tells me, it used to be that I thought that maybe they might be a little, you know, duplicitous. They might be trying to pull the wool over your eyes or something. No, they're just stupid. They're just completely tone deaf. They're absolutely stupid. Maybe they'll quote me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Last time on the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Going back to Highland Park, the problem with Highland Park is that Highland Park is a little bit like a serial killer operating within a combat zone because they have a lot of gang warfare going on. They were having a really bad weekend in Chicago prior to what happened in Highland Park. And the big difference is, because they've had over 250 shootings in Chicago this year so far, the big difference is the reaction and the specific circumstance of this tragic event and the perpetrator. And they have immediately been the predictable and intellectually dishonest reaction from the left, claiming this proves the need for more gun control. From Governor Pritzker on down, the leftist politicians are using this event to promote their anti-gun agenda. And Illinois State Senator Julie Morrison said she will never attend a 4th of July parade again, which is a nice excuse for her never having to honor the nation. But although a sad commentary on politicians, this isn't actually shocking. But there's a deeper insidiousness that is related to this shooting. There are dozens and perhaps hundreds of July 4 parades in Illinois and many thousands across the nation. Why was Highland Park a target when there were at least six other similar parades within driving distance? Who is Cremo, and why did he choose the Highland Park Parade as his target? Highland Park and its surrounding suburbs, which includes both Skokie and Deerfield, are known for its specific demographics of including an historical Jewish community that is 30% of the city's population that supports four Orthodox synagogues. It is in understanding this demographic that we start to see how and why this tragedy happened in Highland Park on America's birthday. It's also in understanding his past actions that we can get a deeper glimpse of how Robert Cremo is the direct result of his environment and indoctrination by both education and the media. Now, Cremo is someone who planned this attack for weeks, legally purchased two rifles, self-described himself as woke, and is dressed as a woman. He is clearly disturbed, wanted people to know what he was about to do. But he also attempted a rehearsal of the July 4 shooting weeks earlier when he attempted to enter Highland Park Synagogue during Passover just two blocks from where he ultimately attacked the parade and was forcibly asked to leave by the temple's armed security. He is a manifestation of all that the left stands for, including wokeness, gender fluidity, and anti-Semitism. And if we're honest, this violent act by Cremo is a reflection of the domestic terrorism and hatred expressed in the BLM / Antifa riots of 2 years ago, which targeted specific neighborhoods, including and especially Jewish ones. We should remember that the head of BLM LA said the riots were planned in an Orthodox Jewish neighborhood so that the people there would feel pain. BLM, in their charter, is committed to the destruction of Israel, and this incident in Highland Park reeks of the same sort of anti-American, anti-Semitic value that BLM, Antifa, and the woke left hold so dear. Through the acceptance and support of BLM and Antifa's hatred and terrorism by politicians and corporations and the media, and especially educators, we are inculcating our young people with anti-American values. This 21-year-old suspect has been indoctrinated with the hate of BLM during the formative years of his life. For the last few years, he's been taught that the BLM values in the media, that he is a recipient of white privilege, that Jews and Israel are evil, that being religious in any sort should be eliminated, that he needs to violently fight for Marxist values in order to redeem himself. And he's learned that this type of outrageous behavior against anything traditionally deemed American is not only accepted, but applauded by many. And if you look at the success of the BLM Antifa activists and the near worshipping of other domestic terrorists who want to destroy the United States, why would Cremo think anything other than he will eventually be praised for shooting up an Independence Day parade in a Jewish neighborhood? The important thing to take away from this is not that we need more gun restrictions. We have to combat the efforts by media and educators who desire to rewrite history and condemn the United States rather than praise her. As we have for over 200 years, we need to teach our children the beauty of this great country and its values. We need to embrace the melting pot diversity of races, religions, and backgrounds that is the foundation of this country's history. And has always been the American way, we need to respect our different backgrounds, but also release them in preference of identifying as Americans. And while the left wants to divide us based on our differences, we need to come together under one nation, one flag. That shared American value, despite the efforts of the media and the educators to divide us. The media, and especially the education system, is where the left has been successfully fighting, as we see in the most recent shooting and the background and adopted values of Cremo, and where we need to direct our efforts with passion and commitment, remembering that homeschooling, although difficult, can be a great choice. We must fight against the leftist, anti-Semitic, anti-American, hate-filled rhetoric of the media and educators and return this country to the shared value of a truly United States. And for us, and for our nation, and for the future. And as Dr. Rabin Baral has written, we need to teach our children not to waste time on Instagram and TikTok. They should remember that they have more freedom in this country than in any other country in the world. That's what's actually required of us to eliminate shootings like this one in Highland Park. Now, one thing for you to consider, if you're ever in a 4th of July celebration, say in Highland Park, you need to think about, every time you go out into a public space, what do you do if this happens in front of you? Is there a way to increase the level of safety when attending concerts and parades and other events? Some of these functions like concerts, unfortunately, are gun-free zones, and that's why I don't go to them. I carry a gun, so I talk a lot about situational awareness, which is a calm vigilance that allows citizens to identify anomalies that they may notice that may signal some sort of imminent problem. And that mindset set will serve you well in these troubled times. And in that vein, here are some tips. You always need to remain in the state of yellow alert. That just means you're aware of what's going on around you. You always mentally map out routes of escape in your vicinity. If you're in a building, where's the doors out? If you're on a street, where's a side street? Is there a building or subway entrance that will get you out of harm's way? You always need to make your way through or remain in a crowd. You need to stay, if you have to do that, stay on the outer edge. Don't get in the middle. The best seats at a concert may be in the center, but they always give you the least mobility. Something happens, you'll be caught in the midst of the masses surging from the violence. And then the crowd decides your movement, not you. Shooters are only one type of mass casualty event. Vehicles are well documented as weapons of destruction as well. So stay away from curbs. Pedestrians nearest the curb will bear the brunt of a vehicular attack. Don't get in religious or political discussions with people you don't know. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with being proud of what you do, but like, I don't wear MAGA hats, even though I'm MAGA all the way. I don't wear them because then I'm going to be with the wrong person, I may be putting myself in a position where I have to do something I don't want to do. You know, try to be inconspicuous, I guess. Wear sneakers or tennis shoes or some sort of athletic wear so you can run if you have to. That's just a few things. I'll be back again in 21 hours, and between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.